Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to school this week throughout the state. It's also the time of year when parents are dropping more than a little coin on back to school shopping. There's, though, something more than just clothes and school supplies. A lot of parents are spending and shelling out for new technology for their students. On today's Ask the Expert, we turn to the expert, the high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield, on the KRLD Newsline. So, Michael, what is the hottest piece of technology this year?
This is something that we didn't have to worry about when we went to school. I grew up in, Dallas ISD, and, we had, pens, papers, and zipper bags. But welcome to the 21st century. I could say this tongue-in-cheek, David, but a lot of students certainly going back to college. It's the app you may want. You may want to have something like a ChatGPT or an AI. Obviously, it's controversial when it comes to helping writing papers, but you know what? As an assistant, it can help in some aspects.
Now, when we talk about the tech that they have available and, the apps or whatnot that they can even use on their phone, they're not going to be able to do that with this new cell phone ban. So how important is other types of technology, perhaps tablets and laptops this year?
No, you're right, Kristen. Exactly. This, the Texas ban right now, it's up to the different districts to actually say yes or no, you can use your phone. It's also the tablets, your smartwatches. But when it comes to, let's talk about college kids. If you're going into a dorm, you have to think dorms are relatively small, so you need all-in-one devices. Get a laptop that's large enough to watch TV or video, your YouTube or whatever. That's number one. You want to think about a smart speaker, maybe an Amazon Echo Dot. They're relatively inexpensive for like $50 or so. And I always recommend active noise canceling headphones or earbuds, because odds are you're going to be having a roommate. You just want to shut everything out so you can listen to whatever, so you don't have to, tune into what your roommate is listening to.
School today is a whole lot different than just 20 years ago, where parents actually do have to worry about getting technology as part of their back to school shopping. And that's got to change as far as everything, including saving for back to school.
Yeah, the saving for back to school is big. Listen, there's a lot of apps over there that I recommend when it comes to money management. And a lot of these things are free, and some of you could start socking some money away. But you need to start thinking about college much earlier than we used to, just because of the expenses. And it's not even college, David. You got about high school right now. I do remember that we were at the grade school or high school, and there was a little list. You had to bring some Kleenex and maybe some glue or paste or whatever it is. But nowadays, there are some high schools that actually want you to bring laptops. And a specific laptop, is it going to be a Microsoft operating system? Do you have to have an Apple operating system? So you have to follow the rules. But the fact is, cost is such a major factor that versus, a generation ago.
Yeah, when we talk about the cost, are there good rebate deals or just refurbishing options that won't break the bank?
I like the fact that you suggested the refurbishing. Refurbishing, these are slightly or gently used products. And if you look across the board in terms of technology, you can find a lot of it. There's refurbished computers, there are refurbished laptops, and you could save a lot on this thing. And so you can just do a quick Google search, and there's also apps out there. But in terms of newer gear for back-to-school specials, I think laptops are almost a must, certainly in college, maybe you get down to the high school, maybe even grade school. I saw one. It was an Asus, A-S-U-S. It's one of my favorite laptops I've been using for years. Now, it's not a Microsoft operating system. It's a Chromebook, which is just as fine to do typical word processing and surfing the web. $159, and I think it may have been about Walmart, but this thing is feather light. It's about 1 pound and probably like maybe 3/4 inches thick, very light. But look right now, between now and Labor Day, for these back-to-school specials.
Especially, you're talking about Chromebooks. They typically are not the most powerful computers, so they can't necessarily play games on them. That these are really the proper back-to-school laptops for kids, because they don't have a hard drive on them.
It's not only the hard drive, and what I explain to people on my radio show, my TV segments also, the difference between Chromebooks and a typical computer that we're used to. You don't have to license the Microsoft name to make it the Microsoft Windows operating system. I mean, the thing is, though, you've got major manufacturers making Dell, you've got Asus, you've got HP, same thing, but when they put Microsoft Windows, that's what you're paying the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars extra for. The Chromebook, which is made by Google, it's kind of an Android operating system, that makes it really inexpensive. But if you're looking for a grade school, maybe some early high school, because kids can drop these things, they can break. I mean, you can get these things, as I said, certainly for under $200, and they're not a powerful to run a video game or something high-end like that. But if you're surfing the web, doing a word processing, you're writing a paper, I think they're perfect.
Gotta love it. Back to school. It's here whether you want it to or not. And it's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching with everything. Oh, my goodness. That, once again, is our high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield, right here on KRLD. Thanks for the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.